you had to walk away from this question, remember one thing about forward and futures contracts, what do I claim it is?
And borrowing and lending. If you have the forward contract, there will be borrowing at risk-free rate.
It's a portfolio that consists of the underlying asset fully funded by borrowing. And then, of course, this next one turns it around. We'll often see that instantly in this course. If you can say something about buying, well, how do you say something about selling? You just put minus signs everywhere and reverse your language, and you have another idea. We're going to say that the relationship of F to S, the forward price to the underlying asset price, doesn't depend on the expected return of the underlying asset. When I first learned about forward contracts, that surprised me. If you think the underlying asset price is going to go way up, wouldn't you think the forward price would higher? Let's say there's two assets. I expect S star, say for the first asset, to be much higher than the expected level of S star for the second asset. Wouldn't you think that, therefore, the forward price for this first asset would be bigger than the forward price for the second asset? If you'd asked me before I'd studied this subject, I would have said, of course. Right? Why? Because where's this coming from? They're saying to themselves, well, gee, what do I expect it to be? And that's kind of a fair price to agree to today. But that's wrong. You know, that's incredible. If you think about it for a while, I mean, it should disturb you a little bit. But it's wrong. Why is it wrong? Well, I've got a riskless arbitrage argument that proves that F is equal to S R to the D over T. It doesn't say anything about the expected return of the underlying asset. It's not in there at all. We'll see that again when we get to option prices. We'll see that the Black-Scholes formula, despite what you might think, does not have the expected return of the underlying asset in the formula. One of the things you've got to come to terms with to appreciate the subject of derivatives is to see if you can understand that at a more gut level. I think it's not easy. Yes? Yes, it does. And your answer is a good one, I think. What you're saying is that S already has built in it whatever you need to know about the expected return in determining the forward price. Okay. That's why it's not a separate variable. Now, that's right, and that may satisfy some people. I personally don't find that 100% satisfactory, but it's definitely most of the answer. There are a lot of different ways to think about it, and I want to pose this to you as something to keep thinking about. I have yet to find an easy way to make people feel 100% comfortable with this. The only advice I have is you get more comfortable with it the more you get used to seeing it.